Welcome to Big Natural Talents.
Hi, Lozzie.
Hello.
How are we going? We're back.
We're good. Every week we go, we're back.
We're back. It feels like it's been a year between records. I don't know why. Maybe it feels like, I don't know about you, I think you're going to agree with me, but we keep going on and on about being post-tour, but I'm like a shell of a person post-tour.
Yeah.
And maybe people can tell when I'm at social events doing this podcast, but I've lost a sheen.
Yeah.
And the days feel long and there's less to say and to do and to feel.
There's no more Charlie Sheen at all. There's no sheen and I'm a shell. I'm not even a shell. I'm like, you know, when hermit crabs like on the beach, they like let go of their old shell and they go to find a new one, but they like pick up a piece of trash or something because they think it's a shell, but it's like really sad because they've picked up like a can and it's their shell, but it's like this it's like this beautifully sad kind of commentary on human impact. Like, I'm that piece of trash that is a shell,
totally, and I'm that, but I haven't found anything yet and I'm just naked. I'm just like running around.
you're shellless. You're I'm soft shell crab. Like,
yeah, I'm delicious, but delicious. I'm lost.
And you got to eat the whole thing and it's weird.
Which, can I just say, this is how, like, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel for things to say.
Yeah.
But here's something I don't think I've ever said. I don't even know if I've said to you personally.
You've never said it.
Or in this ever.
It's never been said.
There's this. It's never been uttered out of my mouth. I think the only person who knows about it mainly is Ben, because he lives with me and sort of sees it. But Ben and I have our own little OCD things that we do. For Ben, I didn't realize this, and we all know Ben. Ben is like the king of routine and the man who just like does the same thing every single day. But is he Steve Jobs? Does he have the money of Steve Jobs? No. But he still is like does the same thing.
And yeah, it's like glorious. Yeah, when like a billionaire is quirky or something, and it's like, oh, he's like quirky. He only eats fruit. It's like, well, yeah, like he's quirky, and he's also not a billionaire. So maybe it's just a weird guy. But what does he do?
Okay, so his thing he does is he has to make the bed before we go to sleep every night, like, but not make the bed. Ben, what do you do? I'm talking about you. Sorry, Ben is obviously to my left. Ben, you every night before we go into bed, like I make the bed in the morning most of the time, right? So you think, okay, nothing left to do if I want to just go to bed. He's like, no, I have to do the bed. Now, Ben, get on the mic right now and tell me
what he has to do with the bed.
Here's what I would tell you what he does. He redoes all the sheets. Oh my God, this is what he does. He redoes all the sheets and he tucks them in real tight, like a hotel. And he also wipes it out for sand. Because guess who's bringing in the sand? Ben. Tennis coach Ben. So how would you say what you do?
I take all the sheets off and then I wipe all your dirt off the bed. Not mine. You're covered in mozzarella and
I imagine little crumbs and all sorts of things.
And and then I like the sheets very tight. I like to feel like I'm tucked in and I can't move. I don't like loose sheets.
And sorry, but Ben, didn't you tell me that like for like a million years, even when you're really drunk, you do this you've never not done it?
Correct.
He has to do
it.
Can I say?
He has to, like, please.
Can I say for the record, I feel as though I am in the middle of a quibble. That's what I'm going to say.
Lauren's saying she's in the middle of a quibble. It's the crossover ep.
It's the crossover ep. Ben and Conchetta have their own podcast. It's called The Quibble Hour, and it's all these sorts of quibbles. And I feel as though I've stepped into a quibble. And
that's OCD, right?
It's someone who's very specific about their things. And I kind of get it, to be honest. If the bed is like all filled with dirt, crumbs and sand, I too would wipe it out. I'm sure it's probably
like,
not.
It's just like debris, like an airplane crash debris into the bed, and there's that rough what's that word? Anyways, it's not that. There's like tiny little bits.
He just likes it.
In.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, I don't go to that extreme, but I need the sheet to be like somewhat straight and lined up. Whereas sometimes I feel like, because I don't properly make the bed every morning when I get up. And the reason that would fall to me is because, like, pretty much always I'm getting out of bed much later than Alex, my boyfriend. Absolutely, I'm sleeping in later than him, and then absolutely he's going to bed before me usually, and so then sometimes I come to bed and he hasn't like properly like made the bed, and then I'm like, that's so rude.
That's a quibble as well. Grumpy.
That's a quibble. Yeah. But he's asleep like a baby after lying down for 1 minute. Exactly.
1 minute.
Yeah. He's like, I had so much trouble getting to sleep. And then it's like, I can hear him like lies there for like 5 minutes. That's a bad night. Yeah. And then it's like.
That's absolutely Ben Cotton. Ben Cotton, I've always said this to Ben, that like anything horrific could happen. I could die and he would go to bed fast asleep. He would lay down and be asleep. Within a minute.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You can hear the change. It's the.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
And you know what? He twitches like a dog. And everyone can imagine. Ben That's is funny. Like dating like a fucking border collie. This man needs energy. He needs to tie himself out every single day. And when he's asleep.
He's dreaming of tennis.
Running in his sleep. He's dreaming of tennis, of boxing, of running, of jumping, like of picking up a stick. Like that's Ben. Anyway, so that's – anyways, it's not meant to be about Ben. But that's Ben's, I feel like, quite overt OCD. But mine is a little bit, I think, different. So my brain is like this. I'm obsessed with finishing – like products and like food and things, not projects, not life projects. Mm-hmm. Like
just packets of biscuits and
packets of biscuits. Like no, like, okay, here's an example. Yeah. So I have this big tub of QV moisturizer that is like, I bought it cause I have like famously dry skin.
Everyone knows. Everyone's talking about
it. Everyone knows that. It's essentially like Vaseline. It is thick. It is like if you brush me up, I've like ruined clothes because like you put this on and then you like it like changes the color of your dress or something.
It's a
like
you balm.
It's a balm. Like, and I regretted it. And I was like, instead of chucking it out, I am, before I do use anything else that I have, I'm finishing this cream. When I get testers, like I got those free testers from Mecca when you like make that level and blah, blah, blah. My brain is thinking about how long it will take till I that's done so then I can just be down to one product. And my friend Kate, I think, is a little bit like this. I have two perfumes, one the Kim Kardashian fragrance and one that I got years ago. I'm not buying perfumes. I just have – I only have two. I bought one a million years ago and I'm like, that's too many. I need to get down to one. I wonder how long it's going to take me till I need to start using perfume until I finish it. So it just feels like my brain on the big scale, it's only thinking small scale. Like if I die, this is what it would be for, that I was like thinking and like a beautiful minding finishing product so that I like have just one thing each. Is that not psycho? Like can anyone relate to this? I don't know what.
It is and it isn't. I think there's things though that you can have multiples of. It's like healthy because like I'm the opposite. I'm like a little magpie gathering objects for my nest every day. The only thing that brings me joy is to like bring another object into my den, and you know that is like that's me, that's my life, that's my demon. But I don't know. I think like it's normal to have like if you just need a face moisturizer, you should only have one face moisturizer. But if you need like you need different creams for different purposes, it sounds like the cream you have, that QV, like that's like for winter. That's for like every now and then. That's for elbows and knees and a dry patch and a crisis. But you need like not the tub QV. You need just like the pump pack UV lotion that is like a little bit less intense for the everyday.
Totally. And see, like that's you saying that, but like my brain has like got me in shackles. It's like you're not like my brain is like so quick to get flustered, so it can't compute. Like you put too many things in and it's like reject, reject, reject. So like, yeah, any normal person would be like, oh, you can have different things for different times. And mine's like, you need to finish it. You have too many creams. It's got to be this one. It's so black and white sometimes. And I think even sometimes with food, like if we buy too much food, I'm like panicking. I'm like, I need to over it. I need to like plan. I'm just like, that's living is so hard, is what I'm trying to say.
It's really, it's a lot to have
when
this cream.
When you're, like, battling your own stupid brain, it is hard.
What's going to happen, like, if we have children or something, then, like, we're not just, like, burdened by our various creams and lotions. We're, like, burdened by another human life.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to pass away. I just want to ask Ben while he's here. Ben, can you talk to how I have that brain where I'm always obsessed with finishing things? Can you speak to it? What have you noticed? Just because I'd love an outside perspective, because I'm trying to explain it to Lauren.
Let's get a professional
in.
It's annoying. It's annoying. And what, how have you seen it? Give them an example.
There's like half a millimeter left of like
hand cream.
No, like the to wash the dishes.
Oh,
which
yes,
I'm always doing.
Yeah.
And she tips it upside down, and then I have to use all of it or I get in trouble.
That's so true. I'm so obsessed. And I think it also comes from my mum who lived with her mum who lived through the Depression. Of like, if I finish a hand cream, I'm like cutting it open. I'm like, otherwise I feel deep shame.
And you don't want to waste it.
Don't waste. And then like with Ben, like we have, you know, the thing that you wash dishes with. And then I took one from my mom's place. Because, again, my mom's you. My mom's like this little bird who like brings these a million things. Like she's close to being a hoarder. She's like, oh, do you need 15 tons of flour? Don't worry. I've got a million flour. And I hate people who buy without knowing what they have.
Well, here we go. Now we've unpacked the root of this.
Yeah.
It's that you've grown up in a bit of clutter and now you're overcorrecting because
That is.
I think the children of like hoarders often become minimalists themselves because they are stressed at
and
the Kitchen thought.
It'll also be like, should we sell this thing? And I'm like, what is it? She's like, it's a sticker that's on the apple.
I do. Sometimes
I put this on Facebook Marketplace.
Like, yes. No, I see Kinjana doing like, this.
Really?
I see her doing this.
Apple sticker out.
I'm like, this needs to go to another home where I'm not going to be able to sleep. Like, I can't chuck it out.
Sometimes I see the things you post on Facebook Marketplace and it's like an old lamp or like a pair of leggings. I don't know. I feel like I've seen you sell stuff, but then I've seen you buy stuff as well. That is a real question. Like, do you remember when you bought that fan? You paid like $60 for this old fan from Facebook Marketplace that was like not even nice. And it was like $50 or something. And I was like, I was flabbergasted. And we talked about it at the time. I was like, what was going on? You could buy a brand new fan for less.
I know. I don't have a lot of life skills. Lauren, I feel like this is a good segue into what just happened last night with the tub.
Oh my God. Yeah, this was a strange occurrence. Okay, so last week I made some chocolate brownies because
I need to cut in. I need to cut in and say they were fantastic. They were like my dream brownies. They were like really rich, really, really rich and chocolatey and like soft. And there was icing. You know me, I want decadence on decadence. So I just need to give a shout out to this brownie. I was so grateful to have had some.
That's so funny. I accidentally unplugged my headphones when you first started talking about that. But like, and it took me quite a long while to find the plug to put them back in. I thought I was like, oh no, this is too long. And then I plug back in and I just hear soft decadence, the icing. So it was fine. You could talk all day about the brownie, I guess. They were a packet mix, White Wings, double choc or whatever. They were great though, actually. And anyway, but I made some brownies and I thought, well, I'm seeing Kinjana, I'll bring her a few brownies. And I didn't want to like put them in a nice one of my good containers because then you'd have to like I'd have to get it back off you and like I have like not that many Tupperware containers because I do all like the glass Tupperware because my freak thing is that I'm very sensitive to smell and I feel like plastic containers like they have a smell and if I put food into plastic I can like taste the container so anyway they're all glass so I don't have that many and so I put it in like a washed out. You know, like the 1 kilo hummus tubs, I obviously have hundreds of them because I eat a lot of hummus. And so it's like a clean container, but it's like a hummus container. So I put them in that to give to you because I thought, well, and I said to you when I gave you the brownies, I said, oh, sorry, I put them in this hummus container so you can just throw it out when you're done. And then I see Kinjana. Yeah.
And I'll just tell you what I heard was, give me back this container. That's what I heard.
Hey, it's really important that you give me back this old hummus container. I need it back. Because then I saw Conchetta a week later at a gig and she walks into the gig with this hummus container in her hand and she goes, I washed it for you. There's your container back. Thank you so much. And I thought, why have you done this? It's too big to fit in my bag. Now I'm at a gig. I've got a hummus container. Everyone thinks I'm a freak. I've like either brought an empty hummus container to the gig or I've eaten a kilo of hummus and finished it off at the gig.
And just as you were getting to the gig.
Just as I was arriving.
That is so funny because as I walked into the gig and I couldn't find where to go and it's full of like happening people. I told you my anxiety was just like on point. I don't know what was going on, but it was
crazy.
It was this crazy gig, if people want to know, at a co-working space. Like everyone was cool from different places. Yeah. It was just all this energy and I don't know what was happening, but I went in and I was like, sorry, I just need to go here. And then every single person I asked for directions was like, good luck with the hummus, or like made a comment about the hummus.
Yeah. So, it's a big tub and it's got a little handle on it. It's like its own little handbag, a little hummus tub. I just put it in the bin before I left at the co-working space.
That's so funny because I think I just thought I'm going to get in trouble. Like I'm always in trouble. Like I'm always not doing something or not remembering something or like I've forgotten something. So I was just like, I literally had it in my car and I was like, oh my God. I haven't washed it. I was going to message you and be like, should I wash this before I give back to you? And then I was like, don't do that, Conchetta. Of course you should wash it. You're going to make her upset. And so then I like went to my family's house, washed it out, was like, oh no, it's not dry. Like that's.
Oh my God.
Because I just thought like you care about your things. And like I just, I didn't think like, you know, maybe. Because listen, after everything I spoke about, it sounds like I would have been like, well, I need to sell this hummus container later.
Yeah, actually.
Please give it back to me.
You would. That's so weird.
I put that hummus container in a time capsule to be opened in 70 years.
Dude, you're like, I will never forget this hummus container. What on earth? Well, at least now I know, like, if I ever do need to lend you something actually nice, like, I'm not worried about it. Like, you will return it.
Lauren, that's another OCD thing that this works into. I hope this, like, becomes, like, people – this, like, spurs things for lots of other people. Of like, what are the little things that you take so seriously? Is that if someone forgets something, if I borrow something from someone, that thing is burning a hole in my brain. This is where I feel like you'll relate. Whenever you say to me, when I go to sell something and I'm like, I need it gone today. And you're like,
yeah.
Conchetta, like, why are you rushing? Like, just put it up. It could take a week. Or like, why are you just like, that's how my brain works. I'm like, if I don't get this out of my brain, it is like taking up my whole brain. Let alone the type of moisturizer I have to finish. Like, I told you, there's no space in here.
I mean, I think like, I mean, it's like fun. It's cute. It's quirky. It's just who you are.
It's not fun.
And that's okay. It's not fun. But I will say, like, I think you do genuinely have like ADD or like something, and like that's okay too. Yeah. But like it's that untreated. Is strange. It is. It's untreated. Yeah, you do that because that was like when you were trying to sell clothes, but whenever you're selling something on Facebook, it becomes your full-time job. And it's like 4 days of full-time admin because you're talking to people, you're applying, you're in, you're out, you're like delivering it, you're doing this. And I was like, what if you just put it on Depop and it just sits there and it waits. And then you sold something on Depop for like quite a lot of money, but it's like they take like 10% or something because that's like the platform and you were affronted. And you're like, I can't believe like,
I'll
paid
never use this again.
$10 for this. And I'm like, but it saved you 5 days of work. Anyway,
this is crazy.
This is too much.
It's too much, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have that much to talk about, really. I was only going to say, I was thinking about temping. I was like, I could be like an office temp, you know? You go in, you do a few weeks, a few days, you're the exotic new thing of the office. So I was like, that's an exciting thing that I could do.
Oh my God, you would be so great at temping.
I'd be a great temp. If anyone knows how to do that, I think I like need to register with something. I don't know. I was thinking about something. This is really random because I've been trying to think about new ideas for jokes and stuff to do on stage because, like, we keep going on about we just have been touring. So I've just been doing the same show for, like, a million times and I haven't, like, had a single thought or idea or brain moment at all since then. Have you had any, like, new ideas? How are you feeling
no,
creatively?
Of course not.
No, none. None
I led
all.
With that. I have nothing. I'm yeah. a shell.
I'm a shell, okay? I'm Michelle Bonner, okay? That's my name. I was looking through all my old ideas, though, so I was trying to find ideas, and I have, like, so many random things written down, and then I was thinking about this, and I think it's true, and I think it'd resonate with you, Conchetta, as a girlfriend first and a comedian second. But can always. You imagine, like, because, you know, I always think, like, when you hear love songs on the radio, imagine, like, being the girl that that's about, you know?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
It's like, okay, my first thought, the dream. Mm. Second thought, would never date someone who would do that.
Yeah, like, it would be cringe, but it would be
yes.
exciting. But
yeah, yeah.
What do you think? I don't know. I think, I don't know, it would be good, but I was thinking about, like, because, you know, then if you were, like, dating a musician, you'd just be, like, waiting for them to write that song about you. Like, you know, imagine if you're, like, dating Ed Sheeran and you're like, well, I know he's done it before. I know he's done it for other girls. But then I was like, imagine if you were dating, like, a kids musician, though, because then it's, like the worst part, because you're like, I'm dating a musician. He's in a band. He's in the Wiggles. But and you want him to write a song about you, but he's always just singing about, like, fruit salad. And you're like, why don't you ever want to sing about me?
It's and he's like, babe, I can't. It's my work.
It's
I
not
can't sing
what
about
I
you.
Do. And it's like, well, aren't I inspiring you? Like, I made the fruit salad for us.
Yeah, you dog, you owe yeah. me. I made us fruit salad.
What the fuck? I cooked dinner. I cooked us hot potatoes. And you don't write about your beautiful wife. You write about the potato. Like, I just think there'd be, like, so much tension. And maybe that's why Emma Wiggle got divorced from the other Wiggle, do you think?
Oh, my God. Good yeah. speculation. I was going to say that. You know how I'm, like, obsessed with, like, when you say I love you? And yeah. how, like, even with Ben, I was like, I said it first and he didn't say it back straight away. And it's like, it's, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to when it happens, but it is crazy if, like, to me, if, like, a year's gone down the track and you haven't said I love you or something, I'm like, that's mental to me because I'm a big lover. But I think maybe that has the same stakes as when are they writing the song about me? They both have, like, a ticking time clock
yeah,
above
yeah. you. Yeah, because it's, like, also, like, too soon is weird, okay?
Too soon's weird, yeah.
But if you've been dating Vance Joy for 6 months and he hasn't written a song about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Girl, dump him.
Girl, dump him. If he doesn't write a song about you in 6 months, he's never going to write a song about you.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone write in if you're dating a famous musician and let us know. I don't think we know anyone who is.
Can I tell you my music?
Yeah.
I dated a musician story.
Yeah. And also, okay. actually, I should note, even my own boyfriend is a musician, actually.
Oh, so true. But he's, like, one of the good ones.
Yeah. And it's, like, more, like, electronic stuff. So, like, he is doing, like, an electronic project with a friend at the moment. It's called Possible People. I'll shout it out. They probably have an EP out right now. But it's, like, electronic kind of vibes, right? Like, I don't
it's
expect.
Different.
Like, the
you can't
that,
put your yeah. name into dubstep. Like,
yeah.
it's just different.
Or if you did, it's like, you know, when it's, like, just, like, electronic, but then there's just, like, a voice in the distance. Like,
yes.
It's like, ooh, I love my girlfriend. Like, maybe that could be the hook.
Yeah. With, like, a vocoder.
Yeah.
Also, you know what he could do? The tempo of the song? Your heartbeat.
Could be my heartbeat, which is abnormally high.
Okay, it's Ben with me wanting him to write a romantic joke, but
yeah,
that doesn't really exist.
It's that.
Like, I want the punchline to just be, I love her. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. She's changed my life.
It's not funny.
And it's not funny, but also, like, Ben's one joke, this is what I do in the show in Funniest Sin, is, like, you know, all my material's about real life stuff between us, all about, like, my stupid boyfriend, how we're different, and about being in love, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Ben, why don't you tell them the one joke you wrote since having a girlfriend? And this is it. I'm going to butcher it, obviously.
Do it.
But he's like, yeah, I've got a girlfriend. She's half Italian, half paper mache, made of myself. I would get a gun and I would blow his head off. That is an affront to this passionate Italian woman that's like made his life infinitely better. I'm like, that's all you have to say. Mm-hmm. But also, I guess in the same vein, like if you're happy, maybe it's hard to joke about things like that.
Yeah,
he's got to joke about silly little snakes and rabbits and
yeah, the things that make him sad.
I just want to say quickly about this muso is I yeah. muso and I wasn't cut out for it because you know me, Lauren, I hate live music. I couldn't give a fucking yeah. shit if I never went to a concert for the rest of my goddamn life. Give
okay.
So Spotify for yeah, free.
That is our that's our careers on Triple J is over before they even begun. Yeah. It's done. It's we hate live music. We hate local music. We hate the scene. It's guess what? Guess what? I've never been to a concert and I and haven't thought, you know, like this is too loud. Like it's always too loud.
It's every, too loud.
It's too loud.
Too many people. Too yeah. loud.
We are two girls with, I believe, some kind of sensory brain problem where we are. Like, I don't, we're not on the autism spectrum, but we have something going on. And, you know, there's only one jar of lotion allowed, and anything more is overstimulating. And anything more includes and encompasses live music. Okay? That's it. That's what we have on our plate, one jar of lotion, and that's it.
I cannot pick up your calls. I cannot go to the meeting. I've got this one jar of lotion in my diary for 7 days.
I've got to finish this cream.
Imagine being like, sorry, guys. Like, I'm out and I'm like, you coming for kick-ons? Sorry, guys. I got to go home and I got to lotion my legs for the 15th time.
Yeah, sweet. I've got to apply it pretty much every 8 hours. That's how long it takes to soak in because it's so thick and I'm not allowed any more lotion until I finish it. So,
by the way, here's your hummus container that you gave yeah. me 3 months ago.
Oh, and here's the wrapper from that muesli bar you gave me when we were at the zoo together. I kept it. I thought you might want it. I washed it, by the way.
And I glued it back together, by the way.
Yeah, I glued it back together. Oh, wait, do you not want it? If you don't want it, I'll sell it. Maybe like a props department at a uni would want it, like for a short film, like a fake muesli bar. I could sell it.
Help me, I'm crying. I want someone to put me in a straitjacket and fix my braid. Take me away. Put me in an institution. I'm begging you. Not Triple J. Take me to the insane asylum.
I mean, why don't, like, we could just do exposure therapy. I take you to Chemist Warehouse and, like, make you buy some moisturizer.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
that's so fun. Anyway, so I was just gonna say, so that's the Ben thing, but the thing before Ben, one of the losers I dated, he's not really a loser, he's fine, but he's just this like musician guy who was like in a band and he was in several bands and he like
wow
got high all the time, and this cool. was before I, you know, dabbled in the devil's lettuce, and you know, he was just so different to me in every single way. Anyways, I would go to his gigs. I guess I would have cared. I don't know. Anyways, the way he dumped me, I think, is interesting.
Mm-hmm. On stage.
He took me. No worse. It was at, you know, the place where it's near that wedding place and you walk around the
bay walk. Done it.
The bay walk. Bay run. The bay run. Bay run.
I love how my brain has renamed the bay run the bay walk because to me, that is what it is. Yeah, I'm not running it, babe. Absolutely not.
So I think we would go there often, or maybe not, or he would just drive us there. See, he could drive, maybe I couldn't yet, or something. And he took me to walk for it, and he was like, I think he just came up being like, yeah, I'm going to be really busy in the couple of months. The band's touring. And I just think I'm not going to give you enough time, the time and love you deserve, because like you want to be with me, like you, and made breaking up with me my idea. And I fell for it. Sounds so cliche, but I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. I was crying, being like, no, you're so right. Because, like, I'm a really, like, generous lover. And, like, I really want, like, time and attention. And, like, thank you for thinking of me. But it was definitely, and, like, I don't want to date you, you psycho.
Yeah. And you're like, no. And, like, I'm a bitch for wanting, like, to talk to my boyfriend. And you're right. And it's so fine that you can't do that anymore. And
totally. That's so amazing. And I'm pretty sure he like went for like this friend who was like way more beautiful than me. She's like a beautiful goddess woman.
Mm, it was me.
And she was in my friendship group. Yeah, it was Lauren. And like, yeah, it just things got awkward. But that's him. That's the story. And never again. And I wouldn't even date Michael Bublé, like who people find relatively attractive and like,
I would. Well, actually, I wouldn't because he's happily married with a child who is actually suffering from leukemia at the moment, Conchetta. If you took 1 second to read my Michael Bublé newsletter that I'm always trying to send to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I think he is. Like, imagine if I just invented that.
I guess I just, like, muses, it's not for me.
Yeah. I don't want to be, like, caught up in a scene. Like, I want to be the cool one in the relationship. Yeah. And I don't want to, like, have to go to things that are loud. That said, I will, like, go if my boyfriend does, like, a live thing for his music project. But no. I mean, there's only room for one. I mean, you and Ben are both creatives, but you're kind of a special case because you're both
not, like, cool at all.
Yeah, your homebodies.
We're on, like, the same page. Yeah.
I wouldn't want someone who had their own big creative career that would eclipse mine. I'd be like, no, I'm the star.
Well, that could be Ben at any point, but I reckon we just have to cross that bridge when we come to it. And I guess if you really love, and we do like collaborating, so maybe it would be good. Like, yeah, I don't know.
It does.
But I'm walking that line, madam.
Yeah, you are. No, but I like, I'm not even saying like, you guys are different. Like, I genuinely think you are. Like, and also being in the same career, like, because dating a comedian is like usually like not a good idea, listeners. Mm. Okay, take that to heart. But Ben is like actually a normal, nice guy. And then also like if he wanted to like, your big career moves would be in the same directions anyway. Like, you could both.
And I think it works because we are different as performers and want different things and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know?
Solved it.
Let's go gossip. I really want, unless you have
we
more.
Do.
Tell me.
I absolutely don't. It was my two things to think about. I'm glad I'm not married to one of the Wiggles and I want to be an office temp. But we have gossip. We have some amazing gossip actually from our listeners. I wonder if, okay, because we've got a bit of school gossip and then we've also got this other bit of gossip that is very relevant to our interests, shall I say. Conchetta, do you want to listen to this one?
Yes, I'm just getting my gossip ready.
Yeah. Get ready for this because I think you're gonna like this.
Is it gonna blow my mind?
Yeah. And this is from one of our listeners.
Okay.
And what an amazing mix. She's a girlie from Morocco. But she's living in France.
Shut up. BNT is fully international.
What the hell? From Morocco. Imagine being from Morocco. Like, to me, Morocco is just like, I don't even, like, just a paradise that doesn't even seem real. It's like under the Tuscan sun. Like, I'll go there.
It's like being from Atlantis.
Yeah. Just like, wow. Beautiful. I'm picturing like a village with the architecture of like some church. Anyway, so she says there was a big party once at like a guy's house and it was like a big party. There was a DJ and everything. And they were all about like 19 or 20 at the time. And people were taking drugs and stuff. Pretty crazy, pretty fun. Sounds pretty loud, actually, to me. But it was about 3 a.m. and they saw a friend of theirs getting really close to his sister. And so him and his sister were both at this party and they were both on MDMA, which, if you don't know, I think MDMA is like, you know, it's the drug that makes you very cuddly and affectionate and sometimes a bit sexual and excited. So they're both on MDMA, him and his sister, and they're like really like dancing together, like a bit sus. And then they tried to kind of separate them because they're both really fucked up on MDMA. They were like, hey, like, just get away from each other. You're, you know, just sober up a bit. You know, it's kind of weird. But they wouldn't, and they, like, danced in a really weird way. And then at 7 a.m., because this is, like, an all-night party, they went to a bedroom together, apparently. And no one knows what happened in that room, but based on how high and clingy they were, everyone thinks that, like, they fucked. So incest is more common than you think. How crazy is that?
That is the craziest story, and shows you
drugs.
Really, on drugs, anything can happen, because anything. They absolutely lower your inhibitions and, like, make that crazy brain do some crazy things.
Be careful about that. And so she says that was
careful.
Yeah, 3 years ago now, and just no one's ever talked about it.
No one's ever talked about it. And you know what? Eventually, when we make merch that says incest is more common than you think, if this girlie was wearing that shirt, could have saved the day.
Yeah, and maybe it'll start a conversation.
Start a conversation, a round table. A red table talk. Okay.
A red table talk.
Obsessed with that gossip. I have a school gossip
sent
to me. Okay. There was a male teacher in my school who started becoming friendly towards a female student.
Well. There should be a word. Oh, sorry. Oh, I was going to say there should be a word like incest, but for like that. But I think there is.
Yes.
And I think it's grooming and pedophilia.
Grooming and pedophilia. Yeah. That's just like pedophilia and grooming is way too common. It's not even more than you think. It's just a lot.
We just know.
She turned 18 early in year 12. He sent her his phone number in some coded emails from his school email. They started sleeping together before she graduated, even having sex at school during school hours. This is the most intense we've ever gotten.
Yeah, yeah. And like, how did they know? Like, did she tell everyone? Was it obvious? Like, and also, like, I feel like if it was like gossip, like, surely people should have found out. But like, maybe they do.
I know. Well, maybe this says it. And also, there is a link attached. So,
okay.
The sex tape? No. I think it's a docker. Like a document. Okay.
Oh.
He left his family during a holiday to sleep with her at his house. He gave her $200 for schoolies. Okay, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
I know, you cheap dog.
Oh my God, but it's also like, that's why maybe these men like want to fuck teenagers. Because do you remember when you were 18 and you're like, $200 is everything?
Yeah.
But to me, everything. It's like,
I'm like, add a couple of zeros, you bastard.
Oh my God, $200? Like, I will like just have to spend that on not even 1 week's rent, okay? Welcome to the real world.
He gave her $200 schoolies and even took a sick day to pick her up. Oh. All this came out after she graduated. Plot twist. His wife was also a teacher at the school and had to go through all the drama and interviews. Poor gal. He resigned and got banned from teaching for 7 years. Okay, it should be forever. Here's the court thingy from it. Let's go to the link.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've already opened it. I'm looking at it. And the first thing I'm seeing is that the teacher must pay $5,000 in costs to the Queensland College of Teachers. It's like a fine, okay? $5,000? Well, I bet you thought that $200 schoolies fee was enough. Well, it wasn't, okay? $5,000. I mean, that's still like not really enough. So I think this is like just like a document. It's like from the court or something. Oh my God, I hope it's not confidential.
Look what it says, reasons for decision. It says, blah, blah, blah. The referral was made because the teacher had an overfamiliar and ultimately sexual relationship with a senior female student whom we shall call S. The relationship continued for several months after S finished school. This is like full on real.
Yeah. And then they can only reapply for registration like after they like do a psychological evaluation and a course or something and this and that. I don't know. They probably just shouldn't be allowed. Sorry. What?
No, Lauren.
What?
S told some of her friends about the relationship during her schoolies week. The relationship became known through social media amongst the wider group of recently graduated students. One of them reported it to the school in early 2016. An investigation commenced. The teacher denied the allegations to the school and in formal interviews. S was interviewed a number of times. Initially, she denied anything beyond a teacher-student relationship. When re-interviewed on two occasions and confronted with more evidence gathered by investigators, S gradually revealed more about the relationship. However, she still denied that it had become sexual prior to graduation.
Wow. Oh, so like,
oh, phone records, text messages, Facebook communications, interviews with some of the friends. Fuck.
Fuck. Wow. Fuck. He taught S in year 11, but not year 12. From March 2014, the teacher's relationship with S became overfamiliar. Here, for example, he gave her gifts such as sweets on a number of occasions. I wonder what kind of sweets. They should really detail in the report. Was it a warm biscuit? Pods, a Kit Kat, and in that case, was it a Kit Kat chunky, a Kit Kat, you know, king size, or a Kit Kat block? Wow. This is crazy. And can I say...
We have to read this alone in private. I need to, like, go through this.
I hope... I mean, this would be public, right? It is just, like, a link to an archive. Yeah, it's probably, like, an archive website, right? We're not going to get sued.
No.
We haven't named anyone.
No one tell S. I think we should end it on that. Or have you got another
I've got some school gossip to kick it off as well. Great. I'm loving this. Look, this is like, actually, let me just read this as like.
Please.
The college submits that there are a number of serious features. The teacher was experienced and slightly older than S. He distracted her from her senior schooling by communicating with her at length about sexual matters during school hours and by causing her to skip classes so they could meet up. He deceived the school and his wife. Oh my God. Look at that. Like, just like, this is such a hectic report.
This is so hectic.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I can, as like a big narc myself, I so stan the person in the school group that like reported it to the school after everyone was gossiping.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is such a sliding doors moment. Are you the person who knocks, or are you the person that's like supports your friend? Like, it's really tough.
I think if you're my close friend, I don't know if I would knock because I don't. I mean,
yeah,
I would ask them, but just as like a bystander, sticky beak, general citizen,
you must.
Absolutely. You gotta. Okay, so this is some school gossip from a listener that is really quirky and fun, and it's a little bit different. So, because I feel like all the school gossip is
the whole family.
It's about pedophilia, it's about grooming, but this one is different. Which is fun. So this listener has said to us, when I was in about grade 9, my home group teacher, so there must have been like their, you know, leader or whatever, and they were also the school music teacher, got fired. And at first, no one knew why. He seemed like okay. He wasn't a great teacher. He didn't really give off like creepy vibes or anything. So no one knew why he got fired out of the blue. So anyway, her and her mate somehow went through Google and they found out that this teacher had been running a hypnosis site that claimed to make students in year 11 and 12 do well on their final exams. And the site was like still up and they showed it to all of the younger students in their home group when he like wasn't even there. And it was so funny and weird because like, it was like he was like promoting hypnosis basically. And then it came out that he wasn't fired necessarily because of just like having the hypnosis website, but he was fired because he changed the results of the students who had paid for his hypnosis videos to make them do well. So like, he actually like hypnotized some of his students and then gave them fake good grades to like make sure that like it was worth their while. And he'd also lied about his qualifications and he wasn't really qualified to teach music at all. So anyway, she thought it was like fun gossip because like we said before, you always think it's going to be about some teacher like boning a student, but no, it was hypnosis and corruption. How crazy is that?
That is so great. It was an inside job.
It was an inside.
Coming from inside the school.
And they were hypnotizing them.
That's kind of awesome gossip.
Yeah.
That's really fun for the whole family. Hilarious.
It is. It's family friendly.
That's just
friendly.
Like a wacky guy. That's a wacky guy trying to make some money, I guess.
He's quirky. And I don't blame him for that. And... You know, we're all trying to come up with schemes.
Yeah, we've all got our little schemes. That's so funny. I was really worried it would go dark.
Yeah.
He hypnotized them for one thing. But it's like, no, he just wanted to make money from hypnosis and he probably really believes in it.
Yeah, don't we all, you know? I also want to make money from hypnosis. And
totally. And I want to be hypnotized.
Yes.
But it's scary. I'm a sheep. It's scary. All right. I think that should be it for this episode. I think we did well for being two little scared little hermit crabs.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. And please send us your gossip. And if you sent us gossip a while ago and we haven't done it, remind us, send it to us again. We're really disorganized. I'm sorry. We're shells. We're husks. We're problem women who are overstimulated at all times. So send it through. And also check out our Patreon for bonus episodes. And yeah, that's about it.
That's it. Off we go. Time to be temps. Time to be hypnotized. See ya.